Hey, this is Braden Wilson. You're listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 55 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me, as always, is my family here in the dump. So let's go around the room and make sure everybody is well introduced. This is my lovely mother, Miss Carla.
Hi, Caleb. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I just got through saying, I bet there's something up here in this dump I'm not supposed to be looking at. Yeah.
Well, the good news is it's covered in dump stuff.
Can I go dig in the dump?
No. If you go dig around, you probably will find your Christmas presents because they're not wrapped yet.
Okay.
This is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
Hey, Noah. How's your hair?
Long.
Yes. It's kind of got a little curl thing going on.
It just does that.
Yeah, it does. This is my younger brother, Seth.
Hi.
Speaking of hair, yours has got a bit of a cowlick going right now.
Yeah. It does. I didn't get it combed well after I took a shower this morning, and then I put a hat on like immediately after, and so it kind of dried to the form of my hat.
What do you suppose like the origin of that phrase is? Like, who got licked by a cow, and that became like the go-to?
Google that knows.
That would be a good thing to know.
I mean, there's got to be something behind that. Okay, Google, what's the origin of the phrase cow lick? I don't know. I mean, like, it seems like it must have been like a historical event, like something so significant that it became the origin of the phrase.
I'm just going to do a podcast with me and Google.
Yeah, it's only
it's
you
my
and
co-host.
Google. You don't even need a second person. Just one mic and Google, and you'll just talk back and forth. Actually, that's kind of brilliant. Kind of.
I have a question.
Got it. What's your answer?
Wait, what's my answer?
I'm talking to myself. What's your question?
Is this our Christmas episode, or will we have another episode that'll be our Christmas episode?
I think this will be our Christmas episode. It'll probably come out after Christmas anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an answer.
Merry Christmas. Okay, Mama has an answer.
The term cowlick originates from the domestic bovine's habit of licking its young,
right,
which results in a swirling pattern in the hair.
Okay. So, I mean, that makes sense. I thought it was going to be like, there was this one guy who got licked by this one cow, and it like became like, you know how like today we have like internet sensations, internet memes and stuff that kind of go viral, and it becomes the origin of a whole new phrase, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hold my avocado.
That's a thing?
Yeah, look it up. Anyway, don't look it up. Anyway, I was like, is this like 100 years ago? There was this guy in Kansas who got licked by a cow, and it like made the newspapers, and it became the origin of the phrase.
Possibly.
Anyway.
I'm going to Mama's theory on this one.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What's up, everybody? Anything exciting been happening lately?
I made fudge.
I ate fudge.
It was good.
I stirred fudge.
Good
she says
you.
That she made it, but really, I made it.
I did none of the above.
You didn't eat any?
Well, there was that one that you brought me last night when it was kind of almost set.
Yeah, warm and gooey. Mm. I poured the stuff in the pan and Seth started. So it was a combined effort. And I'm sorry, Seth, for taking all the credit for the fudge.
Actually, I kind of poured most of it in the pan. You poured in the chocolate chips and the marshmallow. That was it.
Wow.
Is that how you make fudge? Is it just chocolate chips and marshmallows?
Do you really want to know the recipe?
And I think it's got milk and butter too.
Yeah.
I put in the milk. I put in the butter. I put in the 5 scoops of sugar.
Seth made fudge. whoa, 5 scoops of sugar, you say?
Yes. That's
but I told sugar. Him what to do, so I get most of
and
the
then
credit.
You put chocolate in.
And then you add some more sugar.
Marshmallows.
Who stirred it for 45 minutes?
Nobody stirred it for 45 minutes.
Well, somebody stirred it for some duration of time.
He did, but it wasn't 45 minutes.
It was probably at least, I know it was at least 30 minutes. So I looked at the clock.
Okay, we'll go with 30. I've got some more stuff. That was dark fudge, you know, with chocolate. I've got white chocolate. I'm going to make white fudge now.
Ooh.
Tomorrow.
I've never heard of that.
It's good.
It's going to be really sweet because white chocolate's even sweeter than milk chocolate.
Yeah.
So Mama's been in the habit of making all sorts of Christmas treats. Seth, what was the most exciting part of your day?
Most exciting part of my day was eating at Chick-fil-A.
What? Y'all ate at Chick-fil-A?
We did. We used up the last of the birthday, the Chick-fil-A calendar with the free stuff in it.
Ah, I see.
Sorry, Caleb, you missed out on that one.
Oh, well. I got to eat some of that Petit Jean ham, though, for lunch.
Oh.
So
I went up and asked the guy at Chick-fil-A if I could buy another calendar, and he said they are sold out. No more calendars. So if you got a calendar out there that you don't want, I'm in the market.
If you want to buy a Chick-fil-A calendar on the black market.
Yes.
Got it. Got it. I'm sure there's somebody out there who knows where to find them.
You Possibly. Know
what I mean? Buy all the Chick-fil-A calendars and then sell them off at a higher price.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Isn't that what Ticketmaster does?
Yeah.
There's, if you go online right now, there's somebody who's selling them at market price.
I wonder if there's a Chick-fil-A calendar on eBay.
Oh, there probably is. Noah, what's the most exciting part of your day or weekend?
I went and saw a movie, but we probably will get back to that.
What else did you do? Did you go to a work party?
Oh, yeah, I went to a work party.
How'd that go?
I won the trivia contest.
Good for you. Yeah. What was the winning question and answer?
I mean, I guess we won on the last question, which was the, what do they call it? The
tiebreaker?
Something of death.
the Daily Double?
Sudden death?
Yeah, something like that. But you had to get all the movies in the right order of release.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. But we did it. Well, I mean, I really didn't contribute anything hardly at all, except I answered one Simpsons-related question.
Right.
What was that? I bet I can answer it.
What did Marge spend the family savings on in the first Simpsons Christmas special?
So, roasting over chestnut fire, yes. That one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, spend the money on. I should know this. Well, what's the answer? I'm blanking out all of a sudden.
Removing Bart's tattoo.
That's it. Yeah.
We should get a Simpsons trivia game and play it.
Maybe. Maybe we'll
I would
do that
know
sometime.
I'd win, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got that one right.
Seth considers himself the most Simpsons geeky person in the family.
We should find out who knows the most about the Simpsons in the Hardwick family.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Future podcast idea. Somebody write it down. Somebody write it down. All right. So, yeah, you mentioned the movie.
Yep.
We're not going to name the movie, are we?
No. No. Of course not.
But we went and saw
fair warning,
a movie.
There may be spoilers for this movie that will remain unnamed.
Yeah, so listen, there will
if
be...
there's any movie in theaters right now that you don't want to hear spoilers for,
skip
stop.
Forward to
the 19-minute-and-31-second mark.
At that moment, that's when you can hear pick up without any spoilers. But since you don't know the name of the movie, I don't think it really matters. Anyway, so let's talk about this unnamed movie. What was it that I called it on the website?
Noah's unknown, unmentionable movie review.
The unmentionable movie review.
Oh, okay.
Noah's unmentionable movie review. All right, so let's review the movie. How'd you like it?
I didn't like it.
You didn't really like it?
No.
Okay. Okay. When you say you didn't like it, do you mean like you gave it a some score of like below 50, or do you mean like it was you didn't like it because it was just not very good, or you didn't?
I'll give
what
it one thumbs up.
One thumbs up is...
That's 50%.
Why don't we say one thumbs? That doesn't
one
make
thumbs.
Sense.
One thumb.
Thumb up.
One thumb up. I don't think anybody says one thumbs up. I don't know.
I give it an Uncle Alan.
Okay, so that's like one and a half.
One and a half thumbs.
For those of you who know my uncle, you understand
Wait,
that.
Are you giving it one and an Uncle Alan thumb?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
One and a half.
If you say, yeah, one and a half Uncle Alans would be...
Would yeah, be the, don't try to figure it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. It'd be 1.5. So, yeah, we're still... All right. This has been
this
Uncle
Alan Math. Complicated reviewing system.
The reviewing system where every integer equals one half.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I did not fall asleep during the movie.
Good. It was a
no,
long movie.
No, that's bad.
So that, well, that is... You're right. Mom does fall asleep during good movies.
Her ratings depend on how well she falls asleep to them, so...
Right. It was a long movie, though, so that's difficult to do.
You also had the kid kicking you in the back the whole time,
well,
so that might have kept you from falling asleep.
That might have had something to do with me. Poor little kid. He was fine during the parts of the movie that were boring, but when that music started getting tense and the drama and the laser... I can't say laser, can I?
No,
lots of movies have lasers.
That's yes. Lots true. Of movies have lasers.
The lasers
true.
Came out, you know, and that little kid's feet started going, kicking me in the back.
Yeah.
And I turn around and say, it's okay. It's
so
going to be okay.
You're giving it a one and a half thumb, Uncle Alan's.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like, you liked it, but maybe not. It wasn't like life-changing.
It wasn't the best one that I've seen.
Not that there might be others of, you know, prequels.
There may or may not be seven other of the series. Anyway, okay, so Noah's is kind of like, meh. Mom's is like, yeah. And then Seth's is...
I'm going to change the rating system up from your thumbs, and I'm going to go back to the standard lettering. Okay. And so I'm going to give it a... somewhere around a Q out of a Z.
The standard lettering system between A and Z.
With A being the least and Q being and Z being the best. I give it somewhere around a Q.
Okay, but what number is...
This is more difficult than our
number is Q?
System.
What number is Q?
Q is 18.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it'd be 17.
No,
yes,
what's an N?
Okay, you know what? I might give it an R then.
Okay.
An R is an 18.
I was going for around 18 out of 26.
So you've 17 out of 26. That's your numbering system, which is the equivalent of what?
18 out of 26 would be divided both by that. We would have 13 and 9 out of 13.
That's not too
no,
bad.
No, it's not. Well, it's close enough. Almost 9. If you're rounding up.
I said 18.
Okay.
I meant 18, but I said Q.
Okay,
we're
rounding up. So 9 out of 13, which is... That's not bad. Okay. Well, I thought the film... I guess I'm kind of about the same as Mama and Seth. Like, I thought it was good. It was entertaining. It was a little long.
Yeah, it was a little long. It's a good thing the kid was kicking me.
Being long, really.
I don't know.
I think our money's worth.
I thought it was exhausting. Like, by the end of the movie, I'm like, this was a really tiring movie.
Especially if the kid was kicking you in the back.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of expectations built up for said film, but I don't know. Some people, I think, seem to really like it, and then I was just kind of like, okay, that was long and exciting. I think my favorite moment was there was a certain character that me and Braden Wilson, who came to watch it with us, shout out to Bray Willie, I told him on the car ride over there, I'm like, hey, I bet this character makes an appearance in some way, shape, or form. One who, you know, hasn't... You know, one who theoretically shouldn't be in the movie. Anyway, fairly late in the film, this character makes a sudden appearance, even though, again, he really shouldn't. And me and Braden just looked over at each other and grinned like, we were right. And
I think that's probably about where I stopped liking the movie.
Wait. I'm really
kind of jumped
the shark
a little. Did
I miss this special appearance? I'm trying to remember.
You know, the little seagull beater.
Which one?
The
big one or
the little one?
The little one that's kind of blue and white?
I don't know if I can answer that question.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. No, he's really more green, actually.
I think so, too. Green.
He had an odd, like, bluish glow to him.
Well, that's because he wasn't supposed to be there.
Exactly. Well, that's what happens when
That little special one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What'd y'all think of the little bird things?
They were cartoonish.
Yeah. They look like they should be on like Madagascar, not in this series of epic space adventures. Is that giving me way too much?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
No. We haven't named the movie.
That's right.
As long as we don't name the movie, we're
good.
So
I'm really kind of confused.
Or any of the characters in the movie.
I'm confused why they felt the need to put like little, like three, you know, like little CG birds. Like what was the point of this?
Merchandising.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Have you seen some of the merchandising that has come out on this?
Have you seen the Legos?
Did you really think that this franchise of films, though,
who
really
said
needs
anything about
more
Lego
merchandising?
Statues?
Well, they needed something new. I mean, we kind of bought up all the old stuff.
Okay. So they're all the people for this franchise of films are sitting around a table.
No, I didn't.
And they're like, hey, we need to come up with a new character to sell more stuff. And the one they came up with was a small 3G looking penguin bird thing.
Yep. You can sell
those.
That's
the best they could come up with.
I mean, it's kind of effective. I want one.
I mean, yeah, I would too. I mean, I don't know what you'd do with them.
I don't know either. I mean, they're kind of like our ducks. They're kind of like about it.
I don't know. They're a little bit too much like a Furby.
They are maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we ding on that? Ding.
Ding.
No.
Don't
ding. No, we don't ding that one.
Don't feed the beast. Okay. So I think the sum collection of our scores is something like a...
Meh.
Yeah. It's not a total meh, but it's more like a meh.
You know you're going to go see it. Yeah. So you might as well go see it and just relax and enjoy it.
There's no reason not to see it.
It was still better than episodes 1, 2, and 3 combined.
I've been saying a little too much.
You know,
but
maybe.
We're not mentioning what this movie is. So. Right. Seth didn't give anything away.
No.
So, yeah, you know, I agree. It wasn't my favorite movie, but it was worth seeing.
Yeah.
So
I don't like the fact that it felt like it undermined itself in the second half of the movie, and the fact that it basically ignored any previous movie related to it.
Well, I did like the fact that there was a new character revealed in the movie, which hopefully will continue on into some of the other movies.
Oh, yeah?
That I actually liked.
Which character?
The female character. The new female
that
character.
One.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The one in the ship.
She has a flower
name.
Not
that there's ships in this movie.
Okay. Oh, well, there were multiple female characters. I'm glad that you decided.
There were actually a lot of female characters in this movie.
It's
maybe
true.
Enough to be a little bit distractingly so.
Did you notice how that one female character will probably come back because she kind of escaped, even though she wasn't supposed to?
I don't know.
No.
You remember that?
No.
Kind of, maybe, not really.
Remember that vague person in that movie we haven't named?
They all died at the end.
Don't worry.
All right.
No. Now you're giving away the plot.
It's not like that one movie where they all did die at the end. At least this one, some of them.
I actually like that other movie better.
I like
better,
the movie
probably.
They all died at the end better.
They actually almost did, but...
Yeah.
They pretty much all did, except for like a couple that had names.
I don't know. It's just frustrating to me that you would have a movie that it doesn't feel like they had any direction for this movie. It was just kind of like, well, let's see. What do we want to do? Well, let's ignore everything from the last movie because it wasn't important. It seems to me if you're going to do a sequel to another movie that you should try and make a sequel to that movie and not just make a new movie.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was all as bad as that, but... All right, folks. Go to the theaters, watch this unmentioned movie. You know which one it is.
And if you don't...
Frankly, if you just went to the theater and you bought a random ticket, the chances of getting this one is pretty high.
Yeah,
it is. Especially when there's, you know, like 12 of 18 screens showing it.
Exactly. So just go to the theaters, watch the film, let us know what you think. Go to our Facebook page, Hardwick Sound, facebook.com/HardwickPodcast or something like that.
And leave a movie review.
And leave
a
review
and we'll find
of
out
whatever
if it's the same
you
one.
Watched. It doesn't matter if it's the same one we watched. Just don't mention the name and we'll know. Or we can go to our website at HardwickPodcast.com.
I really wish we had reviewed a different movie.
That'd have been fun.
We should go see another movie.
I'll go see a movie and then review that one instead.
Let's go see another movie.
All
really
right.
Leave people confused.
So next time, we'll see another movie and what was the other game?
Huh?
What was the other thing we said we were going
to
do?
I'm going to throw a challenge out there. If you would like to go see another movie with the Hardwick family and you want to come on the podcast and review this movie, then we would love to have you do that. So just let one of us know. Leave a note on the Facebook page or something and we'll arrange to do that.
Has anybody seen a movie this year that they liked?
I've only been to the theater like once.
I just wonder, have we seen any good 2017 movies?
I liked the movie about young... He's sort of a hero of sorts. You might even call him Super. And he's young and he lives in the Bronx. And
yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I did too. Or was it Queens? He was from Queens, wasn't he? Doesn't matter. Ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Segway.
So, I don't know if you know this or not, today is the winter solstice.
Yes.
Today was the shortest day of the year.
Yes, 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 yes.
In they the can Northern guess Hemisphere.
If the they hemisphere. Count back by the time that this actually airs, they'll be able to figure out which day it was we recorded it on.
Exactly. So
we'll know how lazy you are about editing these.
Yeah.
How long it takes.
The solstice was on actually on the, it was like at 10:38 a.m. or something like that. Yeah. So it was earlier today. So technically we're actually after that. So you know what that means? It means, guess what, guys? The future is only getting brighter from here.
Yes.
Until June.
I'm thankful.
Unless you live in the Southern Hemisphere and then it's only going to get darker.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel sorry to all our fans in Australia. Guess what? Your future is only getting darker from here and until the summer solstice. Anyway, so with that in
mind. Wait, is it the winter solstice for them?
Right now? Right now it's the summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, but it'd be getting darker until their winter solstice.
Yes.
So it's their summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Confusing.
And I'm going to cherish every moment of that increasing daylight every day.
Me too. So in the spirit of very short days, I made a list of a few of my favorite shortest things. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's
all right.
do it.
Hi.
I'm going to let you guess what the answer is.
B.
Hang on. Oh, I'll start. You know what? I'm going to start with baseball ones because y'all might actually know the answers to these. So can you name off the top of your head who the shortest Major League Baseball player was?
The midget guy.
Can we say that on the podcast?
The
little guy. Thank you. Do you remember his name?
Albert
I'll be impressed
Einstein.
If you do. Nope. Nope. Believe it or not, he's still not a baseball player.
I would know his name if I heard it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. It's
Reese Worthington.
Well, he was short, but no. Eddie Goodell.
Yeah.
Eddie Goodell.
That guy.
Do you know how short he was?
He was 4'6".
No.
No, he was 3'8".
No, very close. 3'7". 3'7". Yeah, that's right.
He lied on his thing. He was actually...
yeah, that's right, right. He wasn't actually 3'8". He just lied. Anyway, no, Eddie Goodell played for the... I think it was the New York Giants, wasn't it?
Sounds right.
Or was it the Brooklyn Dodgers? I don't remember. He played for somebody. Of course, he wasn't really... I mean, he really did play. He really did go in the game, and he had an at-bat. So, I mean, technically...
And he walked.
Yeah, and he walked. So,
isn't it funny how California stole both of New York's teams?
Yeah, they... Well, yeah. That's fun. And they moved and became rivals in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shortest MLB game. Any guesses?
Are we talking time or innings?
Time, minutes.
I'm going to go with, are you looking for total minutes or
total
hour
minutes.
And minutes?
Total minutes.
Okay, I got to change
either
that
way,
then.
Same thing.
Let's go with 92 minutes.
52 minutes.
Know what? You're really, really close, believe it or not. The record is 51 minutes. Which is an incredibly short game.
I'm going one over tonight.
I wonder. I have to do some research on that. I'm curious to figure out how that even is possible. But 1919, Major League Baseball record, 51 minutes.
It must have been one of those games where they played five innings, made it official. Then they
I think it was a full nine inning game. Like, okay. I don't know. I should do some research on that. Anyway, moving on. The world's shortest alphabet. Which language has the fewest letters and how many?
I think they have 19.
Okay.
I'm going to say 18.
Okay.
I think less than that.
How many?
I'm going to guess 13. I think I know what it is, too.
No. Actually, you're all going to be wrong. Believe it or not, the language with the fewest letters
Can
is...
Can I guess?
Yes.
I said I think I know what it is.
Go ahead.
Latin.
No. Well... There may be some truth to that, but in this case...
Latin's a dead language. Doesn't count.
This is a living language.
Oh, okay.
The answer is 10 letters.
Really?
And it's... I don't even know how to say it. Rotacus, which is like a tiny little island village language in Bougainville in Papua New Guinea. So,
do they have vowels in their language?
I don't even know. 10 letters. There's not a lot of syllables in happening there, apparently.
Well, apparently there are a lot more Latin symbols than what I thought there were.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
I thought there were fewer than that.
So, folks, if your language is too long, if you have too many, if you just can't remember all 26 of those letters, move to Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, and you can speak Rotakis. I don't know. And you only need to remember 10.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, moving on. The shortest giraffe at birth. How tall was it? Or how short was it?
18 inches.
Wait.
That's a tiny little giraffe.
Repeat that question, please.
How tall or short was the shortest giraffe at birth?
So they have like mini giraffes or bantam giraffes?
It sounds like if there was such a thing, I feel like we would
know
about
it. I'm going to say 38 inches.
Wow. Okay.
I think more like 48.
Wow. Wow. Okay, to be full disclosure, I don't actually know what the record is. Just doing a little bit of Googling about like what the shortest ones at zoos on record have been are around like 5 feet.
Okay.
So, I mean, granted, maybe there's some sort of dwarfism or something in giraffes. Dwarf giraffes. That's hard to say.
Miniature giraffes.
I like bantam. They're little bantam giraffes.
I don't know. Dwarf giraffe is kind of fun to say.
dwarf giraffe.
A dwarf. Anyway, but I love the idea of a dwarf. Like it's a little tiny giraffe that you just like have as a pet.
I like to see giraffes. I like to see the little dwarf giraffe garage door that it goes out of.
Yeah, it has a little shape that a little giraffe door that it goes through. No, but that's kind of surprising because giraffes are really tall at birth. So 5 feet is like a mini giraffe. Like it's as small as they come.
I could just hear the obstetrician. Okay, push, 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 push.
5 feet later, it's a giraffe. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting that they're that tall. And that's like the smallest ones. All right. Moving on. The world's shortest elevator. I'm sorry. No, not elevator. Escalator in height.
Escalator.
Two steps.
Well, they have
it's
those
in
ones.
Height, not oh, steps,
they have but. The ones in the gyms where it really is only like 3 steps.
I don't think that really counts. That's not really an escalator.
It is though. It's a thing.
You
that
don't
goes
ride
up.
It up. You push it down.
Not if you're going backwards.
I don't think that's possible. All right, in height.
Okay, I'm gonna say
escalator
4.5 feet.
I'm gonna say 26 inches,
which is equivalent to 1 foot and 2 inches, or 2 feet and 2 inches.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to be, say, a little higher than that, 5 feet.
All right. The answer, according to my research, which was very short and not very thorough, the world's record is 2.7 feet in Japan.
Ooh.
Which just kind of begs the question, why do you need to ride up 2.7 feet?
I don't know.
I feel like we could break that record.
We're going to make a smaller escalator and get in the book of world records.
I mean, that's like stepping up on the couch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones. Okay. World's shortest unicycle. Rideable unicycle.
Oh, they make those little tiny. I've seen those.
The one on You're the Simpsons is really tiny.
Where the pedals are bigger than the unicycle.
Seven inches.
I was going to say six. 6 inches.
Okay.
Is this like measured by the diameter of the wheel?
I don't know. Good question.
Probably.
Then I think it's 4 inches.
Okay. This is going to blow your mind. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, it is 0.49 inches. Half an inch. Look it up. How is half an inch? I mean, like the pedals like this
know.
Big. And okay, look it's it a, up.
If you measure just the diameter of the wheel, that's theoretically possible.
Seth, Google shortest unicycle Guinness record and just see if I just fact checked me on this one. It was some guy in like Wisconsin.
How can you have a bearing small enough to hold the weight?
I just want to know what person woke up one morning and said, today I'm going to make a unicycle that's 0.49 inches high.
I can only assume it was a clown, Caleb.
I don't know. Seth, what'd you find?
Okay. I think it's the wheel diameter.
Wheel diameter.
Well, that's still, and then that what you said? The
so the wheel is really tiny, but it's still rideable? Is that the idea?
Basically, it's like a stick with a little bitty Hot Wheels wheel on
right,
the
right. Okay. That makes sense. You'd have to pedal a lot or very, very little. I'm not sure which. Like one little tiny.
Okay. It is 11.06 inches high.
Okay.
Is the world's smallest rideable unicycle. However, the wheel diameter is 0.49 inches.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. By the way, in case anybody's wondering, there was a couple days ago a unicycle at Antiques and Uniques in Benton. And yes, I rode on it because I was curious. I mean, I couldn't really ride it, but I kind of held myself up and sat on it.
How many things did you break?
Four. No, it's
a unicycle in an antique shop. What could go wrong?
That sounds like an idiom. Like, wow, this what could be worse? It's like a unicycle in an antique shop. It's like a bull in a china shop, but it's a lot more fun. All right,
which was disproved by the MythBusters.
Right. True.
I don't believe that.
I want them to test unicycle in an antique shop. See what happens. All right, folks. The last one, and maybe my favorite one, world's shortest obituary.
He died.
Dead.
I mean, I feel like there's really no way to absolutely confirm this because you really could just say
dead. Does
it
include the person's full name?
No, not their full name. This was a great story. This is the reason I brought it up.
Okay, so if it's a two-letter name, then it has...
Like J.D. died.
Yeah. So basically, like, I feel like there's a really,
I'm gonna go
really
with seven
long...
letter. Wait, I'm gonna go with seven syllable spots.
Okay.
So because you have to have a space in there somewhere.
Like I said, I don't think there's really a way to confirm this because, like, you know, you could always just do one like that. That's just like, you know, JD died. And that, but anyway, so this was a great story though. So I thought I should bring it up. This comes from the N Forum and from Fargo, North Dakota. Even if you count the spaces and punctuation, Douglas Legler's obituary in today's forum is shorter than his name. It simply reads, Doug died. Many people use an obituary to weave a detailed narrative of a loved one's life, but that wouldn't stand for Legler. He said over and over, when I die, I just want my obituary to say Doug died, says Janet Stolt, Legler's daughter. Other people's obituaries would say he was the president of this or a director of this, and Dad would say, what, they couldn't hold down a job? Despite the brevity of his obituary, Legler lived a rich and full life, complete of his own character, or his own career changes, Stoll says, and so on and so forth. So apparently this guy's he just really wanted the last laugh. He really wanted his obituary to say Doug died.
I think it's economical.
It is. I'm sure it saved him a lot of money.
It's environmentally friendly.
It is.
Think of all the newsprint you save.
Here's what I'm saying, though. If you had an obituary in Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, with only 10 letters, it could be really short. Doug died would be
even
less.
I think actually having less letters might actually make it longer.
Okay, you're probably right. With the less letters, you have to use more letters to make more sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The more letters you have, the more for every single sound has, or combination of sounds has a
That's probably
symbol.
True. All right, so that concludes my short list of world's shortest things.
Very good. That was interesting.
All right, so before we move into the final segment of the show, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
This week on Christian Tiny House Hunters, Joe and Maria and their dwarf Edwin search for an ideal small house with not a lot of room.
As for me and my tiny house, we will serve the Lord.
Maria is looking for somewhere to live life more abundant.
I like that house number one had a place to hang my Chick-fil-A calendar, but that closet was nowhere big enough to be my war room.
But that little door for Edwin sure was cute.
But Joe wants something small and cozy for the whole family.
In my father's house are many rooms. I only need one.
Oh, honey, what about that tiny house that man built on the sand?
That's this week on Christian Tiny House Hunters.
Let's move into our final segment of the show, the segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice. So let's get going, and who wants to start us off with some advice that'll be helpful this week to our listeners? Mother Miss Carla, would you like to go?
Yes, I have some really good advice. For those of you who are like me, who are wrapping challenged, I like Christmas, but wrapping presents is just like this huge mountain to try to climb over, and I don't do too well on mountain climbing over.
Okay, hold on.
I'd like to see you try
second.
To wrap and climb at the same time.
Yeah.
Did no one else just think that Mama's intro there sounds just like one of those missed in history ads? like, you know, where they're saying, do you not like to have the hassle of going to the post office and and shipping your own packages? Then you should use stamps.com. You know, stamps.com, it saves me all the hassle.
This episode is not sponsored by stamps.com yet. Anyway.
Well, anyway, the last couple of years, our good friends, the Gaddises, Rob and Candace and Haley, have helped me wrap presents. And in fact, they've done most of the wrapping while I just sit there and stared at them. And that just made Christmas so much nicer. So for those of you who like to wrap presents, I just want to encourage you to go out and find one of your friends who's wrapping challenged like me and just help them through this difficult holiday season. So that's a piece of advice.
I love it. I love it. All right, brothers, do y'all have any advice?
I have advice, but I'm trying to figure out how to formulate it.
Okay. So while Seth is thinkulating his advice-ular, Noah?
Thinkulating or stinkulating?
No, you're both. Anyway, Noah?
If you have an itch in your beard and you also happen to have a pop filter, you can use it to scratch your itchy beard.
Really? Wow.
All right. Everybody's rubbing their face on the pop filters.
I don't
filters.
Have a beard. Wow. So.
That's very handy. Yeah. How many people do you think just have pop filters in front of their face right now?
I'm not sure.
How many people have beards?
I kind of have a beard right now. A little bit of one. Seth, have you figured out how to formulate your thoughts?
No, not really. So maybe I'll just go to my backup.
Okay.
I have a piece of advice for Seth.
Okay.
Okay. My piece of advice for Seth is, if you continue to attend sixth grade band and choir concerts, you should invest in a good pair of headphones.
Earplugs?
Earplugs.
Earplugs?
Earplugs. Not that they're bad or anything. Don't get your feelings hurt out there. I'm just saying that it's a strain on your ears to attend to very many of those concerts.
Thankfully, they only do them like twice a year.
That's right. That's why they only do them.
The choir was better than the band. Yeah. Sorry,
so we
Caleb.
Can hear the band practicing here. Why would we need to go anywhere?
That's true.
I have some more advice. Do your Christmas shopping like at least 2 weeks in advance to make sure you have time to order stuff online and have it shipped and arrive.
Yes. Good a little idea. Late for that advice now, but...
For next year. Don't try it. Okay, here's my new advice. Don't try and order anything like 2 days before Christmas because it won't get here by Christmas. So, of course, you're listening to this after Christmas. So if you're still ordering stuff for Christmas...
By the time you hear this, you should start ordering Christmas presents for next year.
Yes.
Perfect. I think my advice is pretty simple. If you want to get in the World's Book of Records, just... make an escalator shorter than 2.7 feet. So there's your challenge, listeners. We'll see who can do it first. All right. All right. Any last closing comments before we wrap up episode number 55 of Hardwick Sound?
May the fudge be with you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That is not a reference to that movie that's unnamed that we didn't go and watch.
Can we name this one in Roman numerals?
I kind of like May the Fudge Be With You as the name.
But I mean, can it be episode?
Oh, I did that on episode 50. It was just episode L.
Yeah, that's right.
So this one could be episode LV.
Or V. LV? Yeah.
LV.
LV. Which is...
LV. May the Fudge Be With You.
I love it.
Episode LV. May the Fudge Be With You.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to episode LV. May the Fudge Be With You. We'll be back again probably next year. The next episode will probably come out
birthday
in 2018.
Week. We might actually have time to record something during.
We'll record it, but it won't come out until 2018, probably.
Right. We could do a live broadcast.
It would be fun
we
to
could
do
a 2017 recap.
We should do that.
We should do
with Kristen here.
Yeah, or we could do a trivia night with Kristen here.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll do something.
Simpsons right. trivia.
Simpsons trivia with someone who's not watching something. All right, so we'll do that again. We'll see you in 2018, folks. Have a Merry Christmas, even though Christmas has already happened. Peace out, everybody.
Have a Happy New Year's.
Have a Happy New Year's. There you go. Bye, everybody.
Have a happy Seth's birthday. That'll be the next holiday after.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Live long and prosper.
That's not even the right franchise.
Wait a minute.
We don't know what franchise we're talking about, so it could be the right franchise.
Okay. We should all just pick a different franchise to end on.
And remember, folks, everybody, I want you to do this one thing.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
To infinity and beyond.